Hello, Malcolm here. I thought I'd let you know what's coming up for the Watford Church of Christ this coming Sunday, the 17th of May, 2020. We're continuing to go through the Psalms of Ascent. This last Sunday it was 123. This coming Sunday it's Psalm 124. Here it is. It reads thus. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Well, that's our psalm for this coming week, and I would really value your thoughts and comments on the psalm. For example, what kind of attack do you think he's referring to here? This psalmist, writing as a pilgrim on his way from wherever he lives to Jerusalem, to the tabernacle, to the temple. What kind of attack? What kind of flood? What kind of raging waters? These metaphors are very powerful. Flood engulfed, anger flaring, swallowed alive, the torrent sweeping over, raging waters sweeping them away. So this is not just a minor problem here. This is something huge. What sort of things do you think the psalmist might be referring to, either in his own life or the life of his community, or perhaps for Israel as a whole? Interested to know what you think about that. The second thing is, I would like to your help with something that I found a little bit tricky with the Psalms of Ascent, some more than others. But what I've been finding is, I'm enjoying studying them. I'm enjoying what they're telling me about God and a relationship with God. But I feel, I'm not quite sure how my listeners feel, but I feel that the link between what the psalmist experience is and what he's expressing about God and the practical outworking for my life and the lives of the people around me, I'm not sure I'm quite getting that connection as meaningfully as I would like to. So what I'm talking about here is a wonderful psalm here, and then practical discipleship life. I know the connections are there. I know in particular, perhaps you could say the principles are clear enough, but how to then break it down into meaningful application is something that I'm doing, but I don't feel that I'm doing it as well as it could be done. And so I'd like to know what you think about the way in which we can take something like a psalm, perhaps this particular psalm, and find its application for 21st century discipleship lifestyle. Right now, in May 2020, or whenever you're listening to this, if it's later than this date, then what do you think about that? How do we take Psalms, in particular Psalm 124, and apply it meaningfully, faithfully to the text, but meaningfully to present day life? I'd be interested to know what you think. So you can drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can contact me via leaving a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, or have a look at my website, malcolmcox.org, and you can leave comments there, even voice messages. I have a voicemail facility on the website. You just click a button and you can leave me, I think it's up to 30 seconds of voicemail. So you can do that as well, if you like. Thanks a lot for your help. I'm looking forward to teaching this next Sunday. If you want to join us, drop me a line and take part along with the Watford Church of Christ, and let's see what we can dig out of a tremendous psalm. A lot of powerful things in this psalm. So let's pray that I can do a good job bringing it out into the real world for the Watford Church and whoever else might be there on Sunday. Thanks very much for your help. Take care and God bless.